This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, while you were gone... We had some breaking news on Friday, like right before Festivus, Scott.
Okay.
The New York Times broke the story that the India air crash was possibly due to either faulty fuel switches on and off, something wonky with the switches, or the pilot turning them off.
Why?
And I said on late Friday, I said to Sam, I go, if that is the case, this is sabotage. Because on the voice cockpit voice recorder, you can hear one of the pilots say, why did you do that? Meaning turning off the fuel switches. The one of the last things they say, he says, why did you do that? Okay. And the other pilot responds, I did not do that.
Well, who did?
Something happened because by the time, you know, a few seconds into the air, those switches were turned off. The plane then could not get any more lift. It shut the engines down, right, and the plane went down.
And the engines tried to restart about 10 seconds later after the switches miraculously turned back on. Now, we don't know if the physical switches were flipped or, as you mentioned, was it some sort of technical malfunction where they just switched kind of in the system? That hasn't been specified.
Oh, speculation is rampant. And we just looked up the switches. Have you looked at them, Sam?
I have not.
The Guardian has a photograph of what this looks like, okay?
And they're right next to each other.
Which is a little odd. They're right next to each other. These control fuel supply and are used to start up or shut down engines. These switches have a lock mechanism, so they must be lifted before turning, meaning you can't accidentally bump the switch. You have to lift it and turn. And in the case of the Air India crash,
kind of like a fire alarm.
Yes, they were lifted and turned 1 second apart. Lift and turn number one, lift and turn number two, with 1 second in between doing those things.
So why would you need to shut down an engine? Other than you just pulled up to the gate and the flight is over.
I said to Sam in a phone call before the show, Scott, don't you think there would be multiple redundancies in something like a fuel switch off switch? And we're going to ask Commander Jesse Reed about this in the 3 o'clock hour. Shouldn't it be a lot harder to do that, mm-hmm, where maybe you as one pilot, mm-hmm, have to push something and then me as a co-pilot at the same time
have to agree
with something as crazy as we're shutting off fuel, which then shuts down the engines, and now this plane's going down.
Now, a 2018 investigation from the FAA found that on some of those planes, the fuel control switches had been installed without the locking feature in a permanently disengaged status.
So you could just push the button.
In theory.
And turn off the engine.
Except that in this case, they know they were both pushed one after the other with 1 second in between those maneuvers. Indian regulators today ordered the airlines to check the Boeing fuel switches, and they are cautioning that the investigation is in its early stages. They do not know why this. I don't even want to say why the switches were turned off, because if they were turned off, this is sabotage. There is no other way. That's it, period. Someone brought that plane down if they were turned off.
Why?
Sam?
They're also looking into the mental health records of the captain. He had about 15,000 flight hours, and apparently
That's quite a bit, by the way.
That is a lot.
That is a lot.
Apparently within the last couple of years had taken a medical leave for depression and other mental health struggles. So they're trying to figure out, again, if the switches were turned off intentionally, was it driven by his mental health.
South Korea
struggles.
Today followed suit, and they are preparing to order all airlines in the country that operate Boeing jets to examine the switches. I assume, Sam, we are doing the same thing today in the United States.
I would hope so.
Just in case.
Now, that FAA report was shot down by Boeing, saying that it was not making the planes unsafe if those switches were installed without the locking feature.
So there have been all kinds of online speculation over the weekend about two competing theories. One, pilot error or sabotage. But Jesse Reed has already said to us, there is no way you accidentally shut down 1 second apart both fuel switches.
So it's intentional.
It's either intentional or dual faulty fuel switch locks.
Highly unlikely.
I mean... there's no way it's an accident.
Are you surmising that this is a suicide mission? If so,
if they were intentionally flipped, 100% this was sabotage.
Why take down? How many people died on that flight?
Oh God, everybody but one. 300 some people.
Was it 200?
Either 240 or 270.
260.
Yeah. Why take down 260 people with you? Why not just get into a small Cessna?
Okay. Look at Egypt Air. You don't remember Egypt Air where the pilot just shoved that controller to the ground and you hear the co-pilot saying, no, 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 work with me. Pull up, pull up, pull up.
Right.
The entire plane was lost. The preliminary report identified no cause nor made any recommendations. Their transportation agency said today, Scott, we urge everyone to avoid drawing conclusions until we know. Are they ever going to know?
Probably not.
They know that one of the pilots said, why did you do that? And the other pilot responded, I didn't.
Then who did? If the first officer is saying, why did you do that?
Right.
I didn't. Well, why did he say, why did you do that?
Right, because keep in mind, the controls are right there in the middle. So, Scott, if you and I are sitting together in a car, this control
panel,
for lack of a better word, looks to be right dead center where your stick shift would have been, right? Just right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, during takeoff,
and it was barely off the ground.
No, both people are locked in paying attention during takeoff.
Right.
You're not up going to the bathroom during takeoff. So, if someone went flip, flip, wouldn't the other pilot, Sam, have been sitting right there and then said, why'd you do that?
I didn't.
Or maybe the other pilot saw that there was no fuel going to the engines and thought maybe he flipped them off. Because it doesn't make any sense to me, and I hate to try to apply logic. If this is
not on this show.
suicide, right? If this was a suicide mission, I hate to try to apply logic to a suicidal mind.
Right.
But why do it 2 seconds after takeoff? Why not do it at 40,000 feet?
Because the co-pilot could reverse what you did.
One of the things we're going to ask Jesse in the 3 o'clock hour is, do we need to build in more redundancies? And if so, what does that look like? If you're going to shut down an engine, you go, okay, you do your side. then I'm going to do my side.
Like the two separate keys on the opposite side of the cockpit?
We have to be in agreement. We are shutting down the engine.
We're shutting down the engine. Do you agree? Yes. Click. Click.
They do have to have a quick option, though. If there is a mid-air engine fire, they need to turn that fuel off immediately.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there was a...
We agree within 1 second.
Right.
We just hit a bird.
Right.
Do you want to shut down the engine?
Yeah, yes. I say yes.
Click. Okay, do you agree? Yep. Click.
Yeah.
Engine shut down. No problem. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.